latest is that the Mexican authorities are still calling for almost an effective lockdown across much of Mexico City and in other states. They're sealing off Congress and courts. And so life is still going on. So, for example, the Congress is still sitting, but visitors are not allowed to enter, and the same with tribunals. But meantime, Mexico City remains a relative ghost town compared to its normal chaotic self. Many of the streets are deserted. Almost every restaurant is shut, and the traffic is much lighter than before. And meantime, there's still a sense of anxiety and just uncertainty as to just how bad this emergency is. And that's really what's hurting people, is that they just don't know.
Are there questions being asked about the handling of this crisis by the Mexican authorities?
Yes, well, they've been criticised on all sides, actually. A lot of people are complaining that information has not been forthcoming, and that when it has been issued, it's coming out in dribs and drabs, and there hasn't been a proper management of the information flow. Meantime, others are saying that actually the government here has just gone way over the top. They're saying that it's a loss of the plot, frankly, and that a degree of restraint is needed, given that so far 150 people have died and out of a city of 20 million people, and that respiratory illnesses here are to a penny. And so there are some voices, admittedly a minority, saying that basically what Mexico is doing at the moment is an exercise in collective hysteria.
And what's the atmosphere like in Mexico City? I mean, presumably people are pretty scared now.
It's weird, frankly. There are some people who are scared, but at the same time, normality or pockets of normality continue. There are people walking in the street. There are street sweepers doing their things. There are office workers going to work. And so things are open, but there's at the same time a sense of unreality, because it's almost as if people are going through the motions. And it's a sense of expectation. We're all waiting for news, either whether it's terrible news to confirm that there is going to be a major pandemic, and that the flu will turn to be a much bigger killer, certainly as the government is warning that there are going to be a lot more deaths, or whether in fact it may actually blow over and we may have even peaked already.